USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Economic protesters are calling for today to be Blackout Day at cash registers across America, a day for black people to only shop at black-owned businesses. The event started in 2015 to try to fight negative stereotypes, but it's attracting even more attention this year amid the massive waves of protests nationwide against racial injustice. As we've been reporting, several U.S. cities saw waves of violence over the holiday weekend. Chicago police say they've made an arrest in connection with the shooting death of a 7-year-old girl who was visiting her grandmother and was simply standing on a sidewalk on the 4th of July when gunmen got out of a vehicle and started firing. A police spokesman says,
he didn't give an exact motive for the incident, and I don't want to go too deep into it right now because of we do have the additional offenders we are looking for.
USA Radio News.
Did you hear that David Horowitz, author of the new book Blitz, is predicting more protests against President Trump this summer? In Blitz, Horowitz is warning that Antifa wants to stop Trump at any cost. Blitz is already a number one Amazon bestseller. All this week, tune in every night at 7 p.m. Eastern to Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax TV as Greg goes behind the scenes with Horowitz to find out the real agenda of Antifa and other radical groups. Newsmax TV ratings are up 200%, and it's already the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Find Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV. Everyone carries us. DirecTV 349, Dish 216, Xfinity 1115, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum 102, Uverse 1220, Fios 615, Suddenlink 102, Mediacom 277, Wow, Armstrong, and more. And don't forget to get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to blitz411.com, blitz411.com.
Many Americans are continuing to mourn the loss of country music icon Charlie Daniels. Here's USA Radio's John Hunt.
The devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal. He was in a bind because he was way behind and he was willing to make a deal.
Country music legend Charlie Daniels, best known for his monster 1979 hit The Devil Went Down to Georgia, died of a stroke. He was 83. According to a press release from his representatives, the acclaimed Country Music Hall of Fame and Grand Ole Opry member died at Summit Medical Center in Hermitage, Tennessee, where doctors determined his cause of death. Daniels accumulated a slew of accolades and awards during his long music career, including his induction into the Country Music Hall of Fame, Musicians Hall of Fame, and becoming a member of the Grand Ole Opry. He also won a Dove Award for Gospel Albums and a coveted Grammy Award for Best Country Vocal Performance by a Duo or Group. Daniels is survived by his wife Hazel and son Charlie Daniels Jr.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
More than a dozen Native American leaders and organizations have now sent a letter to NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell calling for the league to force the Redskins owner Dan Snyder to change the name immediately. The letter was signed by 15 Native American advocates, and it demands the team and the NFL cease the use of Native American names, imagery, and logos. The Redskins have launched a thorough review of its name. President Donald Trump is against rebranding the Redskins and Major League Baseball's Cleveland Indians. Trump tweeted, "They name teams out of strength, not weakness, but now the Washington Redskins and Cleveland Indians, two fabled sports franchises, look like they're going to be changing their names just to be politically correct." And after Nike pulled all Redskins merchandise off their website this weekend, Walmart, Target, Dick's Sporting Goods, and others have pulled all merchandise in stores and online. A white woman who called police during a videotaped dispute with a black man over her walking her dog without a leash in Central Park was charged officially with filing a false police report. In May, Amy Cooper drew widespread condemnation and was fired from her job after frantically calling 911 to claim she was being threatened by an African-American man, birdwatcher Christian Cooper.
"Please call the cops. Please call the cops.
I'm going to tell them there's an African-American man threatening my life.
Please tell them whatever you like.
There's an African-American man crying in Central Park. He's recording me and threatening myself and my dog."
Cooper's attorney said Cooper would fight the charge. His client, he said, has already lost her livelihood and her public life, and now potentially her freedom. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.